I'm Ira Flatow, now here with Flora Lichtman, our digital video producer. Oh, we have a good one this week, don't we? Our video pick of the week.
Hi, Ira.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. You know, it's sort of related, right? So we were just talking about what's in your water bottle, but
right. What
about what's in your fish sticks or what's in your chicken fried steak?
Or your hamburger.
Or your hamburger.
Or that hot dog on the street. Don't you worry about that hot dog from the vendor.
And we have good news for hot dog lovers, people. Listen up.
Because your video pick of the week actually went out and...
We met up with two young investigators who basically DNA tested 200 animal products, mm-hmm. including a New York hot dog. So the story takes place at in high school. And if you're getting heart palpitations and sweating like me, don't worry. This is a friendly, we're in friendly territory
friendly
here.
Friendly territory.
these are science students who use this technique called genetic barcoding with the help of a professor mm-hmm. at Rockefeller University, mm-hmm. Mark Stokel, to look into what things in the supermarket, things in their refrigerator are made from.
And so did DNA tests on the samples of these.
They took samples. So basically, they took samples, and then they sent the samples to the Natural History Museum in New York, and the Natural History Museum sent them back DNA code
right. That
they could use to identify what species were present in the samples that they sent.
From like a dictionary of DNA codes, right?
Yeah.
Of an encyclopedia.
Right. The codes needed to be in the database to be able to identify it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're in the database, then you know, okay, is my hot dog made of cat or is it beef?
Mm-hmm.
And
is that real fish I'm eating, or is it a squid or
right,
something like
right.
that? Right.
And, sort of. And they got, I think, some pretty surprising results. So let's get to the hot dog because I think that's...
No, you have to go watch the video.
Okay, never mind. You'll never know unless you watch the video.
It's film at 11, as they say in the industry. Well, if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, where Flora's video pick of the week is up on the left, you'll actually find out what's in a hot dog when you eat that hot dog. And how many other stuff, the things?
200. Other items, and a few things were mislabeled,
mm-hmm.
we should say.
And then they had like a one of these serendipity moments,
yeah,
right?
This is the best part. So first of all, these kids, Matt Kost and Brenda Tan, are like the most sophisticated seniors in high school I've ever talked to. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they just are excellent explainers. And they said that one of the samples they tested was an insect. You know, ubiquitous in New York.
Ubiquitous. Can you guess what that is?
I think you can.
Right. Scurries around at night. Cockroach.
It's a cockroach. And it was found in their advisor's apartment, actually. And they, you know, sent it in. It looks like an American cockroach. Seemed like the same old thing. And they found out, and this is pretty amazing, that it was quite different from any other cockroach in the dictionary of this database of DNA codes.
Genetically speaking, it wasn't like anything else.
It was right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that means that they may have discovered a new species of cockroach as part of this experiment.
Wow. And can you imagine in New York an undiscovered cockroach, a new species?
Who knows how many species of cockroach are scurrying around?
Does that mean they get named after them, the species?
Apparently, yeah, that's the convention. If it turns out, you know, they're sending all their materials to the cockroach expert in the UK,
right.
And if it turns out that this really is a new species, because they tested, this one, and then they actually had to go back and collect like two dozen others from the same
goodness.
Building. So I think
take about a minute and a half.
Yeah, you want to ruin the building? You could just name it after you know 101 Madison Avenue or whatever.
But that's not the
place.
That's not the place. So that was a bonus. So they not only tested the food, and on the video pick of the week, you get to see them test the food and learn about what's in a New York City hot dog.
Right.
But to see them discover, I guess, where their food, there's cockroaches, right?
Right.
Get to see.
Circle of life.
Circle of life. Get to see this new species of cockroach.
Yeah. And I think they had some, I think it's worth checking out just to see what other things were mislabeled.
Yeah.
You know, what some things were labeled one way and came back another way.
That's Flora Lichtman's video pick of the week right there on our website, sciencefriday.com. top left corner, you'll get to see the video. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Great, as always. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Taliata, senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our producer for digital media. Shelley Du Bois is our Sly Arts producer. Neil Roush is our technical director, and he's at the controls here in New York. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. But if you'd like to take Science Friday and shove it, you can. Right into your pants pocket or your purse. Take the show and shove it right in there with our new Science Friday app. On your iPhone, we have a new app, and you can download that and take Science Friday with you on the road and make it easy to keep up with the back editions of our podcast and our video, and Flora Lichtman's videos podcasts are on there also. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.